Happy Ever After by Janie Reynolds.
You were 16. Tall, clever, rebellious. Me, I was too young to fall in love. You were the handsome prince, and I the enchanted princess. My love for you was virginal, like the lily white sanitary pads as I pulled them from their pastel wrappers. Young love is always played out to music. We put Rod Stewart records on the turntable and the Bay City Rollers. Our hearts beated in time with the songs we played, racing at the climax, then stopping in our creamy chests until the next one started. We drank cider to ignore our vulnerabilities and build the courage to scream, "This is me!" We smothered each other loudly and obliviously. You, my first taste of something that unfurled around me, without my having to do anything except look pretty. Everything had been so predictable and planned before you, but now it was as if you had given me a pass to a fairground ride through Wonderland. As I was carried along, I waved my white-gloved hand goodbye to loneliness, a rotten self-image, and my need for attention. We ate popcorn and snogged through Saturday Night Fever, then made out in the cinema car park. When I wasn't with you, I read Jackie magazines and Cosmopolitan, proud to be a new member of the club for whom they were written, Girls with Boyfriends. I bought copies for the tiny free perfume bottles sellotaped to the covers, and I tested them to see which one I thought you'd like best. I filled my head with articles like how to look hot for him and did quizzes on whether you loved me and to what percentage we were compatible. I shoplifted so much 17 makeup and underwear that I got caught. I couldn't have cared less. I got to keep the cosmetics and the lingerie and no one asked me to give them back. Which was a good thing, as I'd already worn the panties when we had it off in the cinema car park. I refused to read the books my mother brought me from the library, like Lord of the Flies, Black Beauty, The Wizard of Oz, and Robinson Crusoe. Instead, insisting on going alone to stock up on Mills and Boons. And I binged on the Disney videos I'd been given as a little girl, like Sleeping Beauty and Cinderella. I floated on that happy ever cloud for a year or so, knowing that one day you'd take me to live somewhere exciting like London. I had found my other half. I was 15. When you stopped calling, I thought you had died. But when I saw you around, the shock was insurmountable. I could find no explanation other than that there must be something wrong with me. A prince doesn't leave a pretty girl on her own to cry herself to sleep. That was the job of the cruel stepmother. The boy is supposed to save the girl from misery, and then they both live happy ever after. You couldn't have been a prince after all. So I threw out my jackies and I became a goth. I applied black eyeshadow and black lipstick and listened to Susie and the Banshees and Joy Division. You had stolen my heart and left ice in its place. But only the ice queens and evil sorcerers do that. But then I met Steve. He was tall, handsome and rebellious. And he had a motorbike. He taught me how to smoke cigarettes, and he melted my frozen heart with his lighter.